This is the Dog Pro You podcast, where we talk about tactical business strategy for trainers who want to ethically grow and increase profit in their business. Welcome or welcome back to our podcast. And if you like what you're listening to, don't forget to subscribe.
I know that right now, training businesses are all over the place as far as success, marketing, revenue, everything. And we've been talking to a lot of trainers who are really struggling with the feast and famine inside their business. So one month they're so busy, they can't even focus on marketing. It doesn't even make sense to them to invest in marketing or even think about it. And then the next month they are so slow because they didn't take the time to focus on getting new clients into the business. And this is just such a normal pattern. So even businesses that are making multiple six figures, we still see this pattern within their business because it's just so hard to make the time to focus on client acquisition and bringing clients into your business when you get so busy. So in this video, I just want to give you a very simple list of the things that you can do literally today with the resources that you already have to bring new clients into your business and to create that consistency within your business. Because that's really key, right? Is that consistency. Like, it's cool if you have a month where you do really well, you know, and you hit your revenue goal, but the overall goal is to be consistent within your business so you don't have to feel like, oh crap, I have to figure out what I'm doing next month to survive. So this list, again, it's something you can implement right now. You can take the action steps. So if you're watching right now, just watch this video, but go back to this video and actually make a list. If you want, I can post the list in the comments down below when I'm done with the video. Just comment, let me know that you want it, and I will post the list so you can copy and paste. But this stuff, again, it's super simple. It's stuff that you can do right now within your business, and you don't need any kind of tools to do it. A long time ago, when we first started in business, one of my mentors told me that what you do today in your business, you're gonna see in 3 months from now. And I think that's so true. So as you go through this list, there's a lot of things that will make a change in your business right this second today. But if you continue with it, if you continue with this list, you're gonna see the result of it in 3 months from now. And if you build it into your system, so if you build it into the ecosystem of your business, you're gonna see the results continue as you go. So the first step, step number one, is make sure that people know what you do. This one seems so obvious, but it's really something that is very, very missed. Make sure that not only in real life when you see people, that people know that you're a trainer and know what you offer, but make sure that your social media says what you do. Some people really try to keep their personal social media separate from their business social media. But the thing is, with business social media, to get people to actually pay attention to that, you have to pay for eyeballs to look at it. So that means you need ad spend. But with your private social media, so like with your personal profiles, it's such a huge resource that you have and it's free. And if you just simply update your profile so it says what you do or you mention what you do, it helps so much. And that doesn't mean just like post up dog pictures like you probably normally do. Like, actually make sure that it says exactly what you do and how to get a hold of you as a trainer. The next thing is, like, this one's so cool and it's super easy and it's like a win-win, but people, again, hardly ever do it. Post success stories about your clients. So use your, whether it's business, personal, whatever it is, make sure that you're celebrating the wins that your clients have. This doesn't have to be something where you're bragging about your training skills. You can literally be shouting out your client and like the amazing job that they did with their dog. And people are automatically gonna be like, oh, well, I want that success. So that means that I need to take the actions that that person took. And you can get natural referrals and natural clients that way. The other thing with this is your clients deserve it because they did the work, they did awesome, they did a good job, and they love it. So it's like, it's showing your clients that you appreciate them, that you care about them, that you're paying attention to what they're doing. So it adds a ton of value to your client, but it also helps your business. And it's just, it's so simple to do. So we follow the STAR story solution when we tell trainers to post success stories. So who's the star of the show? So owner and dog, what's the story? Like, why did they come to you? Why did they need help to begin with? Or what were they trying to accomplish? And then what was the solution? So obviously you're not telling them like how to train their dog, but what was the result? Like, what is the end result of working with that person? And it doesn't have to be the very like end result of the whole story. It doesn't have to be completely solved, but like, what are the little steps that they're taking? So sometimes even doing a shout out at like the beginning of your time with somebody when they make that first baby step, it means a lot to them. And it really, really relates to the people who are paying attention to what you're doing. The next thing, so I think we're on number three now, I'm definitely gonna lose count, but again, I can post them below, is reach out to past connections. So whether that was shelters, vets, other trainers, whoever was like at the beginning of your story, of your journey of becoming a trainer, those connections that maybe you didn't keep up with them. And it doesn't mean that you have to be trying to sell them or asking them for business. It just means that you're connecting with them and you're making sure that you stay in contact. And maybe you are offering a certain amount of free evaluations for shelters, or maybe you have a package that people can enter into. But, you know, when we first started with dog trainers, one of the biggest things that dog trainers were told was to reach out to vets and reach out to shelters and reach out to pet stores. And while that can be effective, especially when you're first starting, we always promoted like, hey, there's better ways to market, and that's true. But that doesn't mean that you need to neglect those relationships and forget about them as you move forward in your business and you learn more about effective marketing and how to get more out of the time that you put in. It doesn't mean you have to neglect those relationships. You don't have to focus on them as like your main thing, but maintain those relationships, because chances are they're still thinking about you. They still need help for their clients, for people adopting dogs. And if you're staying there in front of them, that's a great way to get referrals and get new clients organically. The next thing on the list is something that sometimes I get a lot of pushback with, but that's because it's usually not done in an authentic way. And this is posting in local Facebook groups. So when we first started working with dog trainers in 2020, our whole system was an organic system, meaning it wasn't any paid ads or paid advertising through social media. It was all organic and it was all through Facebook groups. And that system worked so well. So we've seen businesses go from zero to $1 million a year businesses using a completely organic group system. The thing with the system is, number one, it takes a lot of legwork. Number two, it somewhat makes you push out of your comfort zone because you have to be able to reach out to people to get them signed up with you. And if it's not done correctly, it comes off spammy. So you have to like have the right systems in place. So since then, we've created programs where we replace that with paid advertising. And it makes more sense because the amount that you invest into the paid advertising saves you a ton of time, right? So like, it makes more sense to invest into the program than to save the money and have to invest all the time into doing the organic stuff. But the posting in private groups is still something where it's so easy to do. You can do it in a very not spammy way, a very organic, natural way where you're offering help instead of being like, hey, sign up with me, and feeling, you know, that desperate feel. And you can really get people engaged in your posts and help people who like don't know where to go to find a trainer, right? So posting in private groups in your area or the area that you serve, so not like dog trainer groups, is something that can be very, very useful and very helpful. And I do see a lot of posts that don't really get the message out there or get the picture out there, but if you guys want an example of a post that does work really well, comment below. Make sure to comment something like private group script or something like that so I know what you're asking for, and I'll give you an idea of what that looks like. The other thing that you can do is you can have your current clients, your past clients, post in groups. And there's really natural ways to ask for this, but if they are posting their success in a private group and then tagging you, that's even more amazing. So the next thing on the list here is making sure that when you're interacting on your posts, so whether that's a post in a group, post on your profile, wherever it is, that you're interacting on the comments with short encouraging answers, and then you're having the longer conversations inside Messenger. So you always want to be the cheerleader on the post, like, awesome, super excited, you want to take action with your dog, that's amazing, sounds like you're really ready to do this work. sending you a message, and then have that engaging conversation through Messenger. This is huge. Sometimes you'll see these whole conversations through comments. It gets all negative. Other people are commenting, and it just gets really diluted, and your potential client can get really discouraged. It works a lot better to really get that person engaged. Now, through Messenger, so some people are like, oh, I hate responding to Messenger because I'm not trying to train a dog through Messenger. Of course you're not. That is not the goal. The goal is to lead, nurture, and get them into whatever process you would normally put a potential client through to see if they're a good fit to be a client, okay? And the next thing on here is creating a new offer that has a start date, that has urgency, and then has an end date. So creating an offer, this is such a great hack. So you might have offers in your business now, you might not have offers in your business now, but creating an offer that's something new and exciting, and either sending that out to your current email list or posting up for your current list, anybody that's engaged with you, worked with you, current clients, whatever that looks like, putting together an offer where it's like, okay, this starts now, then the urgency of signing up, so like this many spots are available and like this is how you take action, will create this flood of people who are interested in working with you. But the thing is it has them take action now instead of later. So it's so easy for people to be like, oh yeah, this trainer's amazing, I really wanna work with her or him, and then they just never take action. So if you set these time frames up for your potential clients, it really helps them to take action now, especially during slow times or weird times in your business. This is a great tool. One thing that we've been implementing for our clients, for dog trainers, is a 6-week challenge for their clients. So like if we start working with a client or with a dog trainer, we actually put together a 6-week challenge for their client, and we're marketing with that offer. And what happens is it just has people, it creates that urgency, right? It creates that scarcity and urgency where they're like, oh, I need to get on this now because it's actually this set thing that they can picture in their head. It's like purchasing a product. It's like they can hold on to something. They can grab onto it and buy it instead of just like, oh, I'll get around to doing that training one day. Right? So creating offers, I think I've done some training on it, but if you guys ever want updated training on how to build offers, that is something I love to do, and I'm always happy to share that information with you. The next thing is really simple, as long as you have some kind of list, or even if it's just manual, and that's sending a text blast. So text blast could be something that goes out to a whole text list like we do for our clients, or it can just be you texting your past clients or leads manually, but just remind them that you exist, right? It's just a reminder that you are there and that you exist. Another thing you can do is reach out to past clients. So if you're not maintaining the relationship with your past clients, that's something that's really important. And it's not about hounding them. It's not about trying to sell them anything. It's literally just check in. Just say, how are you doing with your dog? Like, what's going on? What kind of progress have you made? Where are you at? And just maintain that relationship. Because when you do that, what's gonna happen is as soon as they need help with their dog, they're gonna remember that you're the one that they go to. And if anybody else is having trouble with their dog, they're gonna refer that person to you right away. I had a mentor a long time ago, a different mentor than the one that I mentioned at the beginning, because we always have coaches and mentors and we're always learning more and more. But he said that the hero always falls, right? So that means that somebody works with you and they're like, this person is incredible. They literally saved the relationship with my dog. I love them. I'm so excited. I'm so happy. But as time goes by, they start to discredit what you provided for them. And they either put the credit on themselves or they put the credit on somebody new, because humans are just designed to always go to the next new thing. And it's such a weird thing to think about, because with that, it's just human nature. So they don't mean anything by it. But unless you stay present in their life as somebody who's supporting them through their journey, so whatever you taught them, then they start to, that credit starts to fade and the hero mentality moves on to somebody else. So if you're able to maintain that relationship with them, it's going to help them remember what they learned and what they do and why it's important. But it's also just gonna create that referral relationship for life. So that's why it's so important. And then the another thing that a lot of trainers don't do, and this is something we've been talking to trainers about a lot lately because we have our new DogPro AI system in place that we can put into your business, but it's so important that you put together a system where you can catalog all your leads, all your clients, all your past clients, make sure you have their email, their text, and this is what we call a CRM. So it's important to have a place where you're logging all that data. And it's not like you have some information in a calendar, and then you have other information inside your phone, and then some is like written on a sticky note, and you have emails inside your Gmail, and you have website inquiries somewhere else. It's important that you have a CRM that collects all this information. And a CRM is something that if the sooner that you put it together, the easier it's going to be to use, because you don't have to backtrack on the data. You don't have to go back through and enter that data in there and try to sort it out and figure out what people paid and if they're current and if they're not. So the sooner you can set up a system that all of your lead, all of your client, all of your information goes into, the better. Because when you do this, what happens, which is the next step, is you can set up automations to do everything we just talked about. So the list that I just went over, if you have a CRM in place, if you have a system in place, you can literally set that all up so it's happening in the background. And when you do that, and this is a cool thing, so like automations, that kind of stuff used to be kind of cheesy. It used to be like it had to be kind of spammy and like not that authentic. But now, with all the new systems that are out there and technology and how we design DogPro AI, it's all very organic and very natural. It's not spammy, it's not hypey, it's not just trying to sell people. It's a really natural flow of how to follow up with people, no matter what level they're at. So whether they're a lead, they're a past client, they're a current client, they started with you but then didn't start, whatever it is. There's really easy ways to set up these systems. And that's where you build in the consistency in your business. Because if you have automated systems that are doing this work for you, you don't have to worry about being consistent. And I think a lot of dog trainers just label themselves as like not good at business or ADHD or whatever because they can't stay consistent with that stuff. They can't stay consistent with the business side of things, the social media, the content, marketing, sales, all that stuff. But for the most part, the reason you can't stay consistent is because you're focused on training dogs. And that's what you're supposed to be focused on. You're supposed to be really, really good at training dogs. And to try to be really, really good at two things, the business side of things and training dogs, that's a big step forward. So if you don't know how to do these things, just ask for help and get systems in place that can do it for you. Now, I know I just gave you a huge list of things to do. And you're probably like, okay, that's a lot, right? It's a lot of time. I just want you to pick two things. Just pick two things on that list and get it done this week. Everything on there should be really simple for you to do, or most things on there. You should at least be able to pick two things that are really simple to do. Take action on those two things. Track the result that you see today, and then continue to do those two things and see the result that you see in 3 months. And if you do that, you'll be able to solve that feast and famine cycle inside of your business. You'll see stability inside your business, and it will really transform the way you're able to use your business and benefit from your business because you have that consistency built in.
Thanks for listening, and if you found this useful, there are two actions to take right now. One, join our Facebook group at dogprougroup.com, and two, book a call with us at dogprougmeet.com. And if you like what you listen to, don't forget to subscribe.